Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Bob, a little recap of today's stories between me and you and you and me. We only have 8 minutes left, so our very succinct opinions. The Broderick Jones disaster. Are the Steelers in large part to blame for the state of Broderick Jones?
At this point, year two, I think they have contributed to maybe confusion, maybe a lack of development because he hasn't been at one side or the other on a consistent basis. So, yeah, that's part of it. But I also think he has to understand the role he's in. And these jobs are not given away. You got to earn it. So go out and earn it. And when you play, regardless of where you play, play better than you're playing because you can't have three of these penalties in six plays.
And his comment of basically, if I'm not starting, I probably shouldn't be playing can be taken a lot of ways. But I imagine it has come to Mike Tomlin's attention by now. And even if he was right about that, if he was trying to say rotating tackles is a pretty dumb idea, you probably don't want to say that publicly. Sidney Crosby, two-year extension, 3 years altogether is his commitment right now to the Penguins. At $8.7 million, he's the 42nd highest paid player in hockey, which is unbelievable, Bob. I think he's the most unselfish player in hockey history, and one of the most unselfish, certainly among A-list stars in the history of sports.
No question. I mean, he's done more to try to keep the opportunity for winning here in Pittsburgh alive, even when there are times people think the window has closed. And his decision to take 8.7 and not more is another indication of that. And it's part of what you're going to remember about Sidney Crosby. Yeah, he has three, hopefully more by the time he's done, but he hung around to try to make it happen again, and he gave money back for the GM to do some things in future years. Anytime you have that, it tells you a lot about the person, the player. That's exactly what he is.
Well, it's also this, Bob. It's a statement from Sidney Crosby to Kyle Dubas and the ownership.
Go out and help me.
I'm here, and I'm here at this ridiculously low price because I still want to win real bad, so use that money to help me win. And that's I think that's fairly obvious. All right, very quickly, a report card. We probably don't have time for this, but if we do it quickly, we do, Bob.
We have 6 minutes. You're on the clock.
Quarterback Justin Fields, Ray Fittipaldo gave him a B-.
B-, that's what I gave him at the beginning of the show.
I gave him a C. A for the first half, F for the second half. Running backs, he gave him a B.
C.
God bless me.
I saw nothing in the second half from anybody, and that includes offensive line.
Yeah,
so
it was interesting that Jaylen Warren, I think, did he get two more snaps than Najee? I believe he did. So that's gone back to a timeshare. I'll give him a B-. I thought they did some decent work. They did have 141 rushing yards, Bob. Not all by the running backs. Receivers, Ray gives them a D-. That hurts, Bob. That hurts very
badly. Well, I think that's a grade that, I'd have to adjust that given the fact that there were two more receptions for Pickens, one a beautiful throw, another a touchdown, both called back by a penalty. So I'm not going to go that harsh. I'll say a D.
I just think George Pickens is an A and the rest of them are an F. So once again, I'll go with the C on the Justin Fields plan from yesterday. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19 in Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And What's Cooking, brought to you by our local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Plus, Van Jefferson had that obvious pick that he set in the end zone, Bob, which didn't help their grade. Offensive line, Ray gives him a B-.
C, just like the running backs.
I mean, Fatanu was unbelievable if you watched the game, but also if you saw the PFF grades and everything else.
Joe, can I give you a quick breaking news update?
Please.
In the NFL?
Yes.
We need a breaking news sounder so we can get Steve Wilson on that. Tom Pelissero, this is, oh my. The Panthers are benching Bryce Young and starting Andy Dalton beginning this week. What a disaster,
Bob,
in Carolina.
If you had asked me, 30 seconds ago, is Andy Dalton still in the NFL and who does he play for? I would have said, wait a second, I don't think he is. Andy Dalton, are you kidding me with this?
Is Carson Wentz still in the NFL? And if he is, where?
Yes, he's Kansas City. Backup in Kansas City.
Okay, I just wanted to test you on that because he won't be playing.
Andy Dalton?
I want to make sure that Chris Oladukun gets another ring somewhere. I think it's so fitting that he doesn't play and get ring. I think that's a great stat. Did you play in the NFL? Not really. Was I on the team? Yes, I have 5 Super Bowl rings.
Deontay Johnson is flying their plane to their next road game. They're going to fly backwards city limits. Bob, let's just go with the grades. Defensive line, Ray gives them an A-.
A.
Ray is very tough on these people. That's why he gets calls from the players' parents. Linebackers, B+.
B+, I guess.
A. What did they do wrong?
I mean, if you're going to look at statistical numbers, they did a good job. But I expect more. I expect bigger plays from them, especially inside linebackers.
Maybe inside.
Not so much the outside.
Okay, I'll give you that.
You're grouping them all together.
Secondary A-. What did they do wrong, Bob? They gave up the flea flicker, I guess. I guess that's an A-.
Yeah.
Deshaun Elliott's been wonderful. Corey Trice made a great adjustment at the goal line if you watch the replay.
That was also a bad play by Bo Nix. He never saw him. He needs to be more aware that that guy's back there.
He stinks. That was a very cerebral play by Corey Trice.
Everything he's overcome in his life to be here and all these injuries, good for him.
And I thought Adam Archuleta did a great job on the broadcast. I did. Sometimes I don't like him. Yesterday I thought he was great, and he diagrammed that. He's like, they didn't take Trice out of the play by having – that receiver run to the outside.
Which would he ran mean way inside. He has to go away from all the.
He ran so far inside that Trice said, he's no longer my responsibility. And then, very alertly, he looked around and thought to himself, obviously, okay, where do I go to make myself useful on this play? There's a guy in the back of the end zone. Here I go. Here I have a nice pass from Bo Pix. You like that, Bob? No touchdowns and 4 interceptions from the great $18 million a year Sean Payton. What a jerk he is, right, Bob? Sean Payton?
Yeah, I'm happy to see everything goes his way.
Special teams A from Ray. I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
Corliss Waitman, a special game ball to him.
How about
him.
54 yards at the end of the game?
That was a great play. He averaged 53. He's becoming a legend. And last and not least, the coaching got a B-. That seems a little bit harsh, Bob.
Again, 1 touchdown in 8 quarters. I don't know. That's part of this. You know, you got to generate more offense, free guys up, scheme them more. I guess B. They won the game. When you win the game, you get a lot more credit for sure.
I agree. I think hold on a second here. The Broderick Jones disaster was one of the great coaching, God bless me, blunders, miscalculations, catastrophes that you'll ever see. That Pat Meyer and Mike Tomlin's best thinking was, let's put that guy in the game now that we're at our 1-yard line. The other guy's playing great, and we just scored a touchdown on a 7-minute drive. Let's put Broderick Jones in the game. Anyway, thank you, Bob.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Joe.
The pleasure was all mine.
Thank you, Bob.
See you again next week.
Limits, you say goodbye to Bob. I'll say goodbye to you, and Bob will say goodbye to you and me. Ready? Good night, Limits.
Good night, Bob.
Good night, Bob.
Good night, Austin. Good night, Joe.
Very good.
Good night, Moon.